This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
Welcome. This is Detailing Addiction. I'm Dr. Susan Blank. This is America's Web Radio. Today we're going to talk about a topic that I think is very important and often overlooked, and that's some of the risks and challenges that face our youth today, more particularly our young women. And our guest today in studio is Tracy Pearson. She is the founder and CEO of Prissy Tomboy Athletics and the Prissy Tomboy Foundation. We're so happy you're here today.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
The reason that I thought this would be a great show is that in a couple of weeks, there is going to be a special event that Tracy will tell us a little bit more about that involves helping young women, preteens, teens, and even some young adults develop or continue or explore different sports and athletic opportunities that can help girls in so many ways. There's also a special part of it that will include information and education for students and for their families to help them understand some of the strains and the challenges that young women face in terms of temptations, self-image, and just general good health. So this is a very exciting event that Prissy Tomboy is going to be sponsoring in a few weeks. But first, before we talk about that, Tracy, tell me a little bit about what Prissy Tomboy Athletics is and what it's all about.
Prissy Tomboy is a lifestyle brand that encourages athleticism for preteen to teen girls. So we have our apparel and beauty products that we use part of the proceeds to fund our foundation, which hosts clinics for girls to try different sports. So they can try mountain biking, rock climbing, paddle boarding, adventure type sports, and it's non-intimidating, non-competitive, just for girls. We also have an ambassador mentoring program. So we spotlight girl athletes. We show their stories on our website to give inspiration to other girls, as well then help them reach their athletic goals. If it's scholarships or they want to get to the Olympics or go pro, we help mentor them so that we see that they reach those goals. We have our Prissy Tomboy Adventure Challenge that we will talk about later on. But those are our main initiatives.
And how did this come about?
Well, I've been in the beauty industry for about 15 years, and I have spoken to thousands and thousands of women. And, you know, after seeing many women and talking to them, I realized that our confidence stems from our youth. And if you don't find a way to have a healthy outlet when you're younger, it's much harder to find it later on. And as I became a fitness instructor, a boot camp instructor, when I started working with women, I realized how much it would change them. It would give them confidence. And knowing myself, and I was always an athlete, that's just a part of who I am. Mm-hmm. And I know when I stepped away from athletics, that's when I kind of lost a bit of myself. And when I stepped back into it, that's where I am most clear and healthy. And I feel that young girls now are so distracted, mm-hmm. and there's much more. It's a lot harder for them now than it was for me when I was younger. So I'm like, we need to really reach out to the girls and get them back outside again.
You know, in the world of addiction, we talk about primary and secondary prevention. So primary prevention would be helping kids to make good choices and to avoid getting caught up in drugs, alcohol, other risky behaviors. And then secondary prevention, when kids have gotten into trouble, they've had some run-ins with the law or at school, or their doctor is worried about their health in some way, we intervene and we try and provide ways of helping them make better choices and learn some coping skills. Mm-hmm. In an attempt to prevent them from really going down the path of serious drug and alcohol use or other risky behaviors that can have sometimes very dire consequences. Mm-hmm. I see the role of Prissy Tomboy in terms of looking at prevention as a primary and possibly a secondary prevention model to really help girls have some healthy outlets and healthy ways to build self-esteem and to feel confident and safe and secure in their life. Would you agree?
Yes. I feel that girls have so many pressures on them. We tell them they have to look a certain way, be a certain way. Media, social media, you know, you should look this way, be this skinny. You know, it's everything's very over-sexualized right now.
Right.
And they have the pressure of time. You know, they're in school, they have tons of homework, and then they're trying to, put, you know, have friends, and now they're constantly on their phones and on the computer. But no one's, you know, they're trying to, they're having so much stress, but no one's really teaching them how to deal with stress and how to manage stress. So with Prissy Tomboy, it's given them that space so they can learn about themselves more and have to learn about their strength and what they can overcome and how far they can go and the challenges that they can overcome just through physical fitness alone. And, you know, we even have, you know, we even introduce yoga so they learn how to relieve stress and have that time to themselves. So I think in their busy schedule, you know, we need to make sure that girls are finding that space to find out who they are and get their confidence back. And, you know, and be able to deal with all the pressures because they're going to deal with them. We can't tell them not to. They're going to have to face it.
Right. And they need to have some healthy outlets in which to do that.
Exactly.
So do you see Prissy Tomboy for the young woman or the young girl who is already on a championship travel softball team and already training for Olympics or has a very strong skill set? Is that a Prissy Tomboy?
Yes. I mean, we have girls, you know, they become very passionate, you know, starting around age 12 and younger. When they start getting into high school, they lose a lot of their community within the school. That's when girls stop dropping out. That's when their friends are no longer playing sports. So they start losing their community, their core. So it starts pulling them out of it, and it becomes a very lonely place. I played competitive softball all through high school, and my, you know, and a lot of my friends stopped playing, and it was really hard for them to understand how much time and effort I had to give into the sport because I knew that was going to be my way to get a scholarship. But when your friends aren't doing it and they're pulling you out, you need a community. So Prissy Tomboy provides that community so they can find other like-minded girls that will help them succeed together.
And so the mentor program that you talked about in terms of having older young women, that sounds like, but you know what I'm saying.
Yes, exactly.
More experienced young women serve as mentors. How does that work?
Well, right now we're building up our community of college athletes, professional athletes, and a lot of them will be introduced at the Prissy Tomboy Adventure Challenge because I would like them to see women who have made a career out of it and who have made it part of their lifestyle, who were able to persevere through the challenges and get the scholarships and be able to continue on as part of their life, as well as we're building a community through our website right now so the girls can talk to each other about the issues they may be having within their sport or their community. If it's from injury to how to eat right to simply friends and relationships and all the things that may pull them out of sports, how other girls in their same place are getting through it. And by having the clinics and having the events, it continues to bring the girls together so they build friendships of like-minded individuals. And we've already seen that happening in just a few, you know, in the clinics that we've had. We've seen girls that are coming from different states and different areas becoming great friends and their instant connection as soon as they meet because they both have a passion for sport.
How about the young woman that really has not played much organized sports, maybe really doesn't have a skill set, thinks learning to ride a bike or surf might be interesting, but has no idea how to do that or where to go and feels sort of silly. Is that a Prissy Tomboy as well?
Yes. We partner up with wonderful organizations around the country and host clinics for them to try different sports. So no matter what their level is, from the very beginner to more advanced, we have volunteers and instructors to teach them, as well as an organization where they can follow through with it. But also speaking to them, a little bit more one-on-one to see mm-hmm. what their passion is and their personality, and to be able to find someone who, you know, I had a girl that, you know, I'm not athletic, I'm artistic. Well, how do we turn athleticism into an art? You know, well, you like photography. Do you love to paint? Well, why don't you take a nature hike with your friends? And why don't you shoot it? You know, why don't you do something, you know, go rock climbing or try mountain biking and just get out in nature and see the beauty in that and, capture that mm-hmm. through your art. As well as, you know, if someone's really interested in music, it's like, well, go for a run and listen to your music through the woods. You know, just get lost in that moment. And you're still feeling the music, but you're still getting the exercise and having that space for you to feel healthy and good about yourself. So we really try to get to know the individual girls, help them, lead them in the right direction to help them find their sport. And a lot of times girls think, well, I can't go out for the softball team. I can't go out for the basketball team. It's too late. So we try to show them there's so many different ways to be healthy. And even if something is, you know, yoga or paddleboarding or rock climbing, there's a variety of sports that they can do that they may not have been introduced to in mm-hmm. school because they're not the organized school sports that they're accustomed to where they feel that they don't fit into.
So it's any girl from someone who has already mastered her sport or her skill set and wants to mentor and help others, all the way down to a preteen who may really not have ever thought about sports or athletics. All of these girls could be prissy tomboys.
Of course. Every single one of them could be a prissy tomboy, and they all have a little prissy tomboy in them. We just got to find out how to get it out. So, yes, they're all prissy tomboys.
And I think that's the beauty of this. It's not looking at trying to structure something and then force the kids into it. It's providing them opportunities to explore and then also the mentorship to help learn how to overcome some of the obstacles if they really become serious about being involved in the sport.
Yes, and for us, it's really important to address their femininity. Like, they are girls, and girls learn different ways and different levels, and that we know their fear behind how a girl starts a sport is totally different than a male. So for us, that's kind of where the prissy side comes in. It's knowing that, you know, these are girls, and they're going to learn different. They may not go down that mountain bike down that hill and just, you know, full on like a boy. They may strategize it a little bit more clearly, and that's okay. You know, that's how we work. So we make sure that no matter where their skill level, where they're at, we treat them like they're like strong women and the way they should be treated.
And that, I think, hopefully will be reassuring to our listeners and to other folks who might be interested and might have some young women in their lives that could use some help and support to understand that this really is not a guy's club that is being open to women. This is an organization for young girls and young women understanding the differences and the challenges that they face that are not the same as the young man. Not that young men have it easy, I'm not mm-hmm. saying that, mm-hmm. but things are really different. And like you mentioned, just the idea that how they learn is very different. We know from our brain imaging that we do at Atlanta Healing Center that women's brains and men's brains do operate differently, and they should. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about why do we need an organization like Prissy Tomboy in this day and time. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
This is David Donaldson with the Atlanta Healing Center, conveniently located in Lawrenceville, Georgia. At AHC, your success is our goal. Addiction recovery is about more than just not using. It's about becoming a whole person and addressing all aspects of your physical, psychological, and social needs. Please call us at 770-696-9862, or you can reach us on the web at www.atlantahealingcenter.com.
Don't be hoodwinked by the left, who wants you to believe the fairy tale that we can power America on butterflies, rainbows, and pixie dust. I'm Marita Noon. Get the truth about energy on my show, America's Voice for Energy, only on America's Web Radio.
Hi, I'm Paisley McDonald, and I'd like to invite you to listen to my show, At Home with Paisley, every week, Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern, for practical advice and stylish living for your home and office.
This is Dr. Susan Blank, Medical Director for the Atlanta Healing Center. Our team is able to offer a multitude of treatment options, such as quantitative EEG, also known as brain mapping, hormonal and nutritional assessments, neuropsychological testing, and cognitive therapy, along with traditional 12-step facilitation. And we can even offer you, if appropriate, a gentle medically managed detox. Please contact us at 770-696-9862.
This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Susan Blank. You're listening to Detailing Addiction. We're talking today about the challenges and the opportunities that face our young ladies. And we have with us today Tracy Pearson, who is the founder and CEO of the Prissy Tomboy Athletics, as well as the Prissy Tomboy Foundation. This is an organization that has special interest in trying to help young women not only stay healthy and involved in healthy activities, but to stay safe. And the Prissy Tomboy Challenge will be October 25th.
Yes.
And it will be held at
the Georgia Tech Leadership Challenge Course.
And it is open to?
It's open for ages 12 to 18, and it'll be from 9 to 4.
And should the young ladies just come with their friends, or should they bring family members and interested adults?
They can bring friends. You can buy tickets on PrissyTomboy.com. And they should also, the parents can come for free, because we will have a section for the parents, because we really want to talk to them and their role in supporting their daughters, as well as we will have over a dozen women leaders in health and fitness speaking to the girls from a variety of topics, as well as the ropes course and yoga. So it will be a great event, mm-hmm. and it'll have great gift bags, and we'll have our Prissy station where we'll have fun little Prissy Tomboy beauty products they can play with and teach them how to take care of their hair, their skin, how to present themselves, how to stand up straight, look someone in the eye, to building confidence, camaraderie, mm-hmm. healthy outlet, handling disappointments in life, you know, and how to overcome that, and to how to get that college scholarship. So it's for the girls who really are going to the end with their sport, and mm-hmm. to the girls that, you know, are trying to find that sense of adventure. We'll have Mountain High talking about different adventures and Mojo Adventure Company. So, like, we'll have all kinds of, from teaching you how to adventure with your friends to simply how to move forward and achieve those goals.
I think that this comes at a very important time as we look at what's happening with our young women. We look at the rates of obesity that are happening, not with just our young women, but with our young men. They're at an all-time high. And Georgia isn't the worst, but it's certainly moving in a not good direction. We know that diet is not good for most of our kids, and that many of them have very limited access to activities. Physical education has been decreased or eliminated from many schools. Kids just aren't going outside. Mm-hmm. They're watching TV, they're on their laptops or their smartphones, and they're not really engaging in physical athletics. So we go all the way from the physical health to some of the more serious statistics that are popping up, which include teenage pregnancy, victims of violence, drugs and alcohol use, suicide. All of these rates, unfortunately, are not going down. Mm-hmm. We do have a number of institutions and universities that have been monitoring what's happening with kids. Everything from the Monitoring the Future, which is done out of the University of Michigan. This has been since the early 70s, where they look at 8th, 10th, and 12th graders, and they ask them things about what kinds of drugs are you using, tobacco, alcohol, looking at bath salts and synthetic marijuana was added in the last few years. They look at what are the attitudes? How risky is this? Do you think this is a dangerous substance? Do you think, would you worry if your friends, I like the way they phrase it, because it's never, if you were doing this, it's, if your friend was using marijuana every day, would that be of concern to you? They ask them about how easy it is, do they think, to get the substances. So this is a very interesting study, and one of the very shocking things that we see from this and from other studies is that for the first time, starting back in about 2010, young women smoke more, drink more, and use more prescription drugs than do young men. Now, back in the olden days, back in the olden days when I was in my training, they used to list the risk to be a drug addict or an alcoholic was being male. Mm-hmm. That if you were a man, that put you at risk. That women really didn't usually have much of a problem with this. Now, for the first time, we are seeing girls outuse young boys at as early as eighth grade.
Wow.
So part of, I think, my interest in what you're doing is based on the fact that these young women at a very vulnerable age are now dropping out. They're not engaged in organized sports. They're dropping out of their swim team or their tennis lessons. They're not only losing the athletic and physical challenges of and opportunities from that, but they're also losing sometimes the contacts with good, healthy adults for whom they might be able to share some of their questions and their concerns. They aren't always going to come home to mom and dad, unfortunately, but they might have talked to a coach or they might have asked a teacher about some of these things, but as they drop out, they're also losing that potential guidance. So keeping young women involved is so important.
Yes, and you would think when the preteen teen girls, too, in that age group, that's when a lot of parents are getting divorced.
Yes.
So, you know, they're losing that guidance and the opportunities. You know, I see that more and more as I talk to girls. Well, why aren't you playing a sport right now? Why aren't you going outside? What are you not involved with? They don't know how. There's that know-how. They're escaping into their phones because, you know, there's no one to take them to go play like they used to, you know. And if their parents are going through difficulty in between themselves, you know, I think with young girls, they tend to think they can take care of themselves, you know, okay, mm-hmm. where they're fine, they can take, well, they can't, and they're lonely, and they're looking for an escape. And when they don't have that healthy outlet when they're younger, they tend to escape in drugs and alcohol. And we, unfortunately, have lost that security on letting our young girls, you know, start at an early age to go outside and play in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're holding on to them younger and younger, not letting them go outside, but as well as making their excuses play a role. So I've heard mothers say, well, my daughter doesn't want to go outside because it's hot or it's buggy, you
right.
know.
And, or they'll get dirty.
They'll get dirty. They don't want to do that. They want to stay inside. I'm like, well, what are they doing? Oh, they're looking at YouTube videos. And I'm like, well, that shouldn't be an option. You know, they should be outside, but they don't feel safe letting their daughters play outside. So we're in this weird time where, you know, parents aren't letting their young girls ride their bikes around together because they're scared.
Mm-hmm.
But then they're not really giving them a healthy outlet because they have their own lives happening at that moment. So the girls are left a lot of times by themselves in the house, lonely and confused, and are just searching for a way to deal. And then they look on social media. They're on their phones, and they think they should be a certain way. And everything you see on social media, on television, is very over-sexualized.
Right.
So they feel that their self-worth is about how sexy they are,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to what they've accomplished. So, you know, for girls, it's a really, really hard time for them to learn and find out how to have that healthy outlet, how to build a community mm-hmm. of girls that can go outside and have a community and get out there and play, because there's a lot of fear happening. And in turn, they're kind of lost. So, you know, with Prissy Tomboy, we just want to give them options and organizations and communities and just give them resources. So if their family does not have the financial means or the time to allow them to play sports, we want to give them the opportunities to be able to do so and to be able where they, if they can reach out to other girls in the same like-minded way, that they can meet up and really start having adventures and having fun. But yeah, girls, it's a really tough time. And during that time too, they're trying to find their identity and they're trying to, you know, latch on to who they are, what they want to be, with so much pressure on looking or being a certain way. You're not smart enough. You're not strong enough. You're not pretty enough. So they go numb and they turn to drugs and alcohol. So they want to numb the pain. And if there's no one there looking after them, that's what they do.
And unfortunately, more and more as families are under financial pressure, then parents are working. And often, as you say, it's not even possible for some girls to have access to a sporting event or a teacher. But that doesn't mean that there aren't even good YouTube videos that they can't watch to help them learn a skill or learn to do yoga or, you know, learn to exercise and to have some healthy coping skills. But no one's even helping them find that.
Exactly. I mean, there's a lack of resources for the girls to go to find role models, to find someone they can relate to that can steer them in a healthy direction. When you go on and you look at what they're looking at on Instagram and what's on Facebook or YouTube and a lot of the videos, it's really hard for young girls to find someone that talks to them. You know, that talks to them about how to stay fit, how to get started on staying fit, what they could do in their own home, what could they can do in their backyard, and then building a community of like-minded people. There's not a lot available for them right now, and that's why, you know, when I started Prissy Tomboy, I thought it was so important that this happened to happen now. And also, too, you know, I have boys, but two boys, and I started Prissy Tomboy, but I think, too, you know, it was important for me to start this for girls because I want my boys to have a healthy view of women. Mm-hmm. And, you know, by putting more recognition on these girls that are accomplishing and achieving and hitting their athletic, you know, just role models and healthy women, I feel it will also change how boys look at women. Because right now, for boys to even look at girls through media, you know, they're getting a bad, you know, a bad representation of that.
Yes.
And I see what they're looking at. And I'm like, well, we're going to teach our girls to be stronger, stronger, stronger. We need to teach our boys to respect the girls. But everything they see is all about sex. And it's all about, you know, drugs and alcohol. And you see the music videos now. And it's not healthy. But if you see a freestyle skier, like one of our amazing ambassadors, Lexi, doing an aerial jump and doing, like, multiple flips in the air, you're like, wow. Okay, that's a girl that has it together. Like, that's amazing. And I think boys need to see that so they can view women as amazing. So I think both sides, you know, we need to change the culture for the girls, but also for the boys to see girls a different way. So I hope that Prissy Tomboy recognizes that and draws the attention for the boys to say, hey, look at these girls. They can kick my butt. Like, I need to step it up and respect them also, because that also takes a lot of pressure off the girls to be a certain way. Because if the boys only give them the self-worth through sex, then that's how they're going to get it, because there's no one else giving them their worth or their identity. So I feel like it needs to go for boys and girls in that.
And I think you're exactly right, because the statistics are not very good as to how successful our young women are becoming, and that is very concerning to me. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about some of the ways in which our young women may be in more trouble than we realize. I'm Dr. Susan Blank. Thanks for listening.
This is Dr. Susan Blank, Medical Director for the Atlanta Healing Center. Our team is able to offer a multitude of treatment options, such as quantitative EEG, also known as brain mapping, hormonal and nutritional assessments, neuropsychological testing, and cognitive therapy, along with traditional 12-step facilitation. And we can even offer you, if appropriate, a gentle medically managed detox. Please contact us at 770-696-9862.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mike Karuchak. Join me and my co-host, Dr. Hal Schurz, as we talk about the topics that doctors talk about amongst themselves, such as Medicare, Obamacare, alternative forms of care, and health information technology. Join us every Thursday morning, 8 to 9 a.m.
Hello, this is Michael Daly with Atlanta Healing Center. We know that addiction is a brain disease. Addiction is a family disease. Addiction is a treatable disease. We have a caring professional staff with over 30 years experience to help you and your loved ones in your recovery. You can reach us at www.atlantahealingcenter.com.
Did you miss a show that you really wanted to hear? All of our programs are available for download on AmericasWebRadio.com and on iTunes. You can listen to your favorite programs on AmericasWebRadio.com anytime you like.
This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Susan Blank. This is Detailing Addiction, and today we have Christy Tomboy, founder and CEO, Tracy Nicholson Pearson. There's too many sons in there. Tracy Nicholson Pearson, and I'd like to encourage you all to check out the website, prissytomboy.com, for information about the organization, as well as information about the Prissy Tomboy Adventure Challenge that will be held at Georgia Tech on October 25th, 2014. We were on the break just looking at some of the statistics that we see from the TEDS report. Now, we got lots of reports, but the TEDS report is one that looks at what's happening when young people show up for addiction treatment. Again, many, many years ago, and David Donaldson could attest to this, we used to see young people being admitted to a psychiatric hospital. Most of the time, they were severely mentally ill, often having quite extensive psychiatric problems. That began to shift in the late 80s, early 90s, and we began to see kids as young as 12, 13, 14 being admitted for alcoholism, not just they got caught drinking alcohol and their parents overreacted and brought them to a treatment center. No, these are kids that were drinking alcoholically every day and actually required detox. We used to never think about, oh, you've got to detoxify kids. Heavens no. We never really recognized that some of the early acting out behaviors in the first few days or weeks of an admission were often related to these kids are addicted to nicotine, they're addicted to caffeine, they've been using and misusing many drugs and alcohol, they are in active withdrawal. And some of their behaviors made a whole lot more sense when you step back and saw it like that. But in 2011, some of the really scary data is beginning to emerge around the differences between girls and boys. And it is frightening to realize that girls use heroin a little bit more often than boys, 15.3% of the females admitted that were 12 or older. Were using heroin. 14% of the girls were using marijuana. 13.8% were using prescription drugs compared to 7.8% of the boys. They were twice as likely to be using prescription drugs. They were a third again more likely to be using cocaine, twice as likely to be using methamphetamine, and their smoking outranks the boys by quite a bit. There's a pattern that's consistent in this that frightens me, and that is that girls are much more likely to start using a drug if they think it will help them lose weight. So they smoke because they think it's going to help them lose weight. They use methamphetamine. They use cocaine. They use the opiates because these are all appetite suppressants. They don't like pot nearly as much as the guys because pot's going to give them the munchies and they're afraid they're going to gain weight. So a lot of the motivation between at least the drugs of initial use and abuse by girls is related to weight.
That surprises me, the statistic. It's not that it surprised me that what's happening, but I know in my youth it was always the males were, it was definitely outnumbered the women, you know, the
right.
girls. When it came to drugs and alcohol, the girls were much less. But when girls don't find a healthy way and they're seeing, you
right.
know, these unrealistic images on television and, you know, again, through social media and what's getting attention, they're doing mm-hmm. whatever they can
right.
To stay thin and anorexic thin. You know, they want to be supermodels, skinny, just and mm-hmm. and all those images are photoshopped. None of that's real what they see. But even when you pull up, if you look up on Instagram or you Google healthy women, fitness, girls in fitness, you would be amazed at what you're going to look at. So even girls are trying to find healthy or fit women to look up to. All you're going to see is just super skinny, like very skinny, very unhealthy, but also very over-sexualized images that are unrealistic for a 13-year-old girl to be looking at. Even when you put girls in sports, if you Google girls in sports, the images that you're going to see, you don't want your 12-year-old girls to pull up girls in sports. And it's such a shame that that's where it's led mm-hmm. to, that they are having a hard time finding true girls in sports, you
mm-hmm.
know, healthy girls, strong girls that are muscular and fit in a healthy weight. Instead, they're seeing quite the opposite. And so they need to have more role models.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as far as not only with Prissy Tomboy, but as well as other athletic companies need to start representing
mm-hmm.
healthy women in a more factual way,
right?
a more realistic
honest way,
you know, and show healthy women and the ones that are really are playing the sports and are really strong, that aren't starving themselves to represent their companies. So I think it's our responsibility to do that and oversaturate
mm-hmm.
it so we can take over the images that these girls are pulling up.
I absolutely agree because when I speak with young women, when I talk to them about how they got involved with drugs and what was their motivation for use, often it was around, I needed to lose weight. I thought I looked fat. My dad said I looked fat. My coach said I looked fat. My boyfriend, my girlfriend. Someone made a comment, offhanded,
mm-hmm.
perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely not even a reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
And these young women go out and start to look for substances that will help them lose weight. And some of them will be okay, I guess, but many of them will not realize they have the gene for addiction, and they have now just started a lifelong battle that could be potentially fatal. So that's a reason, mm-hmm. a motivator for a lot of young women to start using. The other common phenomenon I hear is my boyfriend wanted me to try this.
Mm-hmm.
And it was around a relationship, the pressure from the boyfriend, the pressure to be feel accepted and part of it, and that often the motivation to begin to use was because they wanted their boyfriend to be happy with them, they wanted somebody to like them. And their risk of relapse also revolved. People who have the disease of addiction and who are trying to get and stay sober relapse around relationships. Going right back to what you're saying about self-image and self-esteem, it doesn't come from the relationship. It doesn't come out of the bottle. It doesn't come out of the medicine cabinet.
And I remember as a young girl, you know, I played sports and, you know, I had a boyfriend, same thing. It was like, okay, let's smoke some pot. And I was like, no. Well, he broke up with me to go with a girl that would smoke pot. And, you know, that was when I was a freshman in high school. You know, that's what happens. That's realistic.
Right.
And if you're not confident in yourself to say no and stay true, you will fall into it, you know, because they're looking for love. And if they're not getting it at home, if it's getting neglected and they haven't found a way to love themselves,
mm-hmm.
they're going to try to find it any way they can. And a lot of times that turns into an abusive relationship and a relationship that's going to introduce them into negative habits and negative
mm-hmm.
ways. It takes a lot for a young girl, you think, a 14, 15-year-old girl, to say no
right.
when they're needing someone so badly.
Mm-hmm.
And they need that. They haven't had an opportunity need to find that confidence within themselves to be able to stand true to it. And they can't just, it's not just confidence to say no the first time. You have to say no over and over and mm-hmm. over again. There's going to be thousands of no's that they're going to have to say through high school. And if they don't have support for that or a community around that, and they don't have the courage for that, then they're going to fall into it eventually. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen. So it's really, you know, up to the parents and up to the community and their friends and ways where they can find someone where they have a different passion. When, you know, a girl finds a passion for a sport, mm-hmm. That's their heart, their soul. They love it. And the community is going to support that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we need to find something that they're passionate about, something that they can achieve, that they want to succeed in. And in sports and fitness, and that's a lot of times what that's where I felt mine, found mine. And I feel like most girls find it too. When I deal with girl athletes, you know, surfer girls that are out there killing the waves, that's all they think about. Like, I'm going to ride that wave. I'm going to go catch that wave. Mm-hmm. And I may be surrounded by boys, but I'm going to beat the boys and I'm going to do the best that I can do. And they breathe, live it. They love it. And they have a connection with that as well as a connection with their community. So anything that's going to take them away from that goal, they're going to say no.
Mm-hmm.
And I think girls need to find that, because that's going to give them the passion to say no. And they're going to get the support from the people around them and have healthy relationships. And they can have that healthy boyfriend who's going to have the same passion as they do.
I think that is so very, very important. Many times I hear over and over again parents saying, well, I told them they were great, and the teachers said they were great, and they're awesome, and everything they do is wonderful. I don't know why they have low self-esteem. Trying to help people understand that self-esteem isn't something that someone else gives you. It mm-hmm. isn't because you got a star on your paper. It isn't because somebody said, good job. It isn't because everybody on the team gets a trophy. It's because you do esteemable things. Mm-hmm. And when you do things that are hard, and when you face adversity, and when you are successful, and when you keep trying even if you're not successful, that's what builds self-esteem. It is an inside job. It is not an outside job. And no one can give that to you.
Mm-hmm.
But helping girls find ways to do esteemable things, to do difficult things, and to still keep trying even when it isn't always easy and it isn't always the most success that you might want, that's how you build self-esteem. So you're right on with your prissy tomboy athletics and your foundation in terms of trying to help girls really find good self-esteem. It comes from inside.
Yes, and, you know, these girls, it's amazing when you see an athlete and they'll beat themselves up. They fall down, they fall down, they fall down. And when they finally get it, there's nothing that's more rewarding.
Right.
And, you know, and that's how I try to translate that into daily life with through Prissy Tomboy. It's like you keep trying. And if you can accomplish it, if you're mountain biking, surfing, rock climbing, you can accomplish it by saying no to that boy who's trying to offer you drugs. And you can say no 1,000 times. And you can get through that point, you're going to realize that that didn't matter, mm-hmm. That's not going to give you your worth. And so, we try to, with Prissy Tomboy, make sure that they understand, yeah, you fall down, get back up, because in life it's going to happen the same way.
And so many young people don't really have that experience and are so shocked when they get out in the real world and their boss just doesn't praise them to high heaven because they showed up, you know, that they understand internal motivation and they understand responsibility and they understand adversity and they also understand success. And that's not where a lot of our kids are getting these days.
No, they don't understand how to handle disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we try to teach, and, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine, Jackie Canizo, today, and she was talking about disappointment and perseverance and how we both have gone through it in our lives. And any kind of disappointment I've had, it opened another door
mm-hmm.
that took me to my purpose. But I kept moving forward, even mm-hmm. when I felt like I couldn't, you know, go any further. And we're not teaching our kids that. And it's kind of hard. How do you teach someone that? You know, how do you teach them? And the best way I felt and how I've learned is through sport and through having that space to yourself. Because what else can you do that you can push yourself to that point? Mm-hmm. No one else can do it for you. No one else can praise you for it. But it's you personally saying, okay, how am I going to reach that last mile? I have one more mile. How am I going to get through it? And that mental game that you play to run that last mile is that mental game you play to get through those obstacles in your daily life. But it's really hard to teach a young person that if they're not put in those situations.
Right.
Because we try to cater everything. Everyone wins. You got to be the top. You got to be the best. But how are we going to teach them to keep pushing forward with, like, oh, you hurt yourself. Okay, sit down. Let me get this. Let me do this. And, you know, don't do that again. let's not hurt ourselves. We need to teach them ways that they can achieve that.
It's really incredibly important. And when we come back after our break, we'll talk a little bit more about ways to help with self-esteem and overcome obstacles. I'm Dr. Susan Blank. Thanks for listening.
Hello, this is Michael Daly with Atlanta Healing Center. We know that addiction is a brain disease. Addiction is a family disease. Addiction is a treatable disease. We have a caring professional staff with over 30 years experience to help you and your loved ones in your recovery. You can reach us at www.atlantahealingcenter.com.
This is Dr. George. Join me Wednesday mornings for Medicine on Call and participate in a lively conversation. Learn what's happening behind the headlines in medicine. Understand Obamacare, and learn how to protect yourself and navigate the system.
Did you miss a show that you really wanted to hear? All of our programs are available for download on AmericasWebRadio.com and on iTunes. You can listen to your favorite programs on AmericasWebRadio.com anytime you like.
This is Dr. Susan Blank, Medical Director for the Atlanta Healing Center. Our team is able to offer a multitude of treatment options such as quantitative EEG, also known as brain mapping, hormonal and nutritional assessments, neuropsychological testing, and cognitive therapy, along with traditional 12-step facilitation. And we can even offer you, if appropriate, a gentle medically managed detox. Please contact us at 770-696-9862.
This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
Welcome back. This is Detailing Addiction. I'm Dr. Susan Blank, and today in studio we have Tracy Pearson, who is the founder and CEO of the Prissy Tomboy Athletic Company, as well as the Prissy Tomboy Foundation. We're talking about the goals and challenges that, or the opportunities and challenges that face our young women today. I think it's very much underrated. I think many people don't really recognize the struggles. When young boys are in trouble, it's often pretty obvious to everyone around them. They're much more likely to act it out. They're much more likely to get people's attention. And for right or wrong, hopefully they will get some help. Young girls tend to go inward. Young girls tend to be less likely to be spread across the newspaper headlines. On the other hand, they're just as likely to have very serious consequences from the challenges of just being a kid, and a kid in this day and time. Are looking at some of our statistics again, we're seeing that that kids are definitely much more sedentary. 41% of kids play the computer for more than 3 hours a day. 32%, in addition, watch TV 3 hours or more a day. We know that 13% of our children under the age of 18 are obese, and another 16% are overweight. When we look at the number of people who eat vegetables, it's incredibly low. And when you ask them what a vegetable is, that's the French fries and the ketchup from McDonald's. It's not, you know, eggplant. It's certainly not Brussels sprouts. They're not really, they're not eating well. They're not eating in a healthy way. And what we're seeing is a dramatic increase in teen suicide rates. And in one study done by the CDC, the National Youth Risk Behavior Survey, the 2013 data showed that 17% of kids ages grades 9 through 12, 17% had seriously considered attempting suicide. 13% in the 12 months before the survey, 13% had actually made a plan about how they would harm themselves, and 8% had actually made an attempt one or more times. And 3% had made such a serious attempt that they ended up having to go to an emergency room or see a doctor because of poisoning or injury. So these statistics are real. They're scary real. And our young women, I'm concerned, make up a big portion of these numbers, that more and more of them suffer in silence and are finding themselves in abusive relationships, finding themselves using drugs and alcohol to numb it, using other unhealthy, risky behaviors in an attempt to either numb out the feelings or to feel something other than the sadness that they feel.
If I spent that much time watching television or on the computer inside my house, I'd probably feel the same way. And, you know, they need to have a way to manage stress, but also to find a connection. You know, if these kids are staying inside, they're not going back to, I always believe, go back to the basics, you know, being out in nature and just enjoying peace and beauty, and to be physically fit and have that moment of clarity. You know, we've taken that way away from them completely. We get in our very busy lives, and parents are a lot busier. Both parents are working. So everything has to be done fast, you know, and we are giving our kids escape in the palm of their hand. We're saying, here, you know, I have work to do. I'm busy. Play this video game. I have to go to a meeting. Here's something quick to eat. Oh, you don't like it? I don't have enough time to argue with your complaint. So fine, I'll, like, bow down to it and let you eat those french fries and that hamburger for the fifth night in a row because you won't eat vegetables. You know, I have parents justify why their kids won't, oh, they don't like them. I'm like, what do you mean? They don't like them. There's not a choice. Either you eat or you don't eat. You need to eat healthy. But because I think parents and our lives have become so busy, we don't take the effort that we should in teaching our children how to eat right. To listen to them when you see them, when they're cutting themselves and doing these actions, they are just screaming for attention. They are screaming for love. They need help. Mm-hmm. But if the parents aren't looking at them to see that, they're going to find it in other ways. So it's like, I feel when I talk to, you know, parents and kids, it's slow it down, take it to the basics. You know, understanding like what our core is. Our core is to eat vegetables, to be outside and to play, to get sunshine, to enjoy nature. It's not meant to be inside with these 70-inch televisions and watching every show and then every YouTube and video game known to man. And I think that alone will just cause, there's so much noise and so much static in that environment that they can't see clearly. And they are looking for who they are. And all they're seeing are these images, and there's not that point for them just to be at peace and quiet and just embracing what's just naturally given to us. So they're just reaching for whatever they can, and they're lost, and they're lonely. Mm-hmm. And in return, they're eating their sorrows away, and their parents are letting them eat whatever they want, and they're, you know, not wanting to go outside because they feel it's uncomfortable at times. You know, it's amazing what we've done. And I think we really, as families as a whole, need to make sure that we don't let them go away from who we are as human beings and what we need.
And that interaction with others, doing healthy, esteemable things, being healthy and concerned about not just today, but about the future, and striving to find the best person that they can be is a challenge. It's a very hard thing as a parent, and it's a very hard thing as a teacher or anyone who works with young people. It's very, very hard, and yet that's really what it takes.
And it, you know, when we were kids, we learned it almost on our own too. There was a big part of go outside and play with your friends. You know, don't be in the house. Of course, we only had like two stations and no air conditioning, so that's what you did. But just going outside and playing with neighborhood friends, and that's, you know, you you build a community, you build relationships, you build connections with people, and that's when your friend who jumps that hill on their bike, you're like, well, I'm going to jump it. Well, I want to do that. That's when you start challenging yourself, and we've almost taken that away from them and given them other options, when that gave us our life skills from the get-go that, you know, our parents have always been busy. My parents were always busy.
Sure.
But because I had that, you know, I learned mm-hmm. relationships. I learned about people. I learned about nature and how I can push myself even without playing an organized sport. So just the simple things of going outside and playing with your friends and embracing that. And, you know, growing up, we had adventures. You know, we had play. Let's go to the bike trails. Let's go to the waterfalls. Let's go to the creek. You know, those were things that taught you a lot about who you are and also gave you that connection with other people. It's those free moments. It's not structured. It's not organized. It's not, okay, you're going to do this for this amount of time, and
right.
now you're going to... No,
Here's your play date.
Here's your play date, and here's the game, and this is how you're going to play it. It was, no, go outside, and you're going to fall down, and you're going to get bruised up and beat up, but that's okay.
You know? You will survive.
You will survive. You will live.
As you're talking about that, I'm thinking, if you watch a baby learning to stand up or learning to walk, now... The parent isn't saying, okay, now we're going to stand up today. The child inherently wants to do that, and they'll grab on the rails of their playpen or their of their crib, and they'll pull themselves up, and they'll stand, and they'll shake, and you can see that they're building their muscles, and they're building their balance, and they fall down, and they don't just sit there. They keep trying. When they learn to walk, they're figuring it out, and they fall, but they get up. Inherent in us from the time we're born is this desire to use our bodies, to be strong. It's not something someone makes us do. We're not bribing our kids to learn to walk. It's inherent. We all have that. We lose it. It gets programmed out of us, and as we take away sports and physical education and music and art from our schools, we're getting more and more programmed to not do that. But it is in all of us. And so when you say there's a little bit of prissy tomboy in every girl, yes, there is. And it's really important for them to get back and find that. Before we stop, I'd like you to remind us, please, about how people can be in touch and learn more about your organization and how to support you.
Yes, you can find all our information about Prissy Tomboy on PrissyTomboy.com. If you know of a young girl that would like to be an ambassador or learn more about our program, they can email us at info@PrissyTomboy.com. And then the Prissy Tomboy Adventure Challenge will be on October 25th at the Georgia Tech Challenge Course. We will have women leaders in health and fitness, help them with self-confidence, have faith in their strength, teach them how to get through obstacles. One of the most important things we have to hit on is camaraderie, how to be friends, how to support each other as girls. That's a big thing that we really need to focus on with our young girls. And also, you know, how to, like, test themselves and see through the course. Even through the ropes course, we're going to teach them how to get through obstacles and how to have faith in themselves and how they can achieve. You can also donate a sponsorship through PrissyTomboy.com for girls who may not be able to afford to attend the event. We're trying to sponsor Wilderness Works, which is an urban Atlanta area that works with at-risk and homeless children. So we're trying to get the girls there and sponsor them. So you can also donate money to PrissyTomboy.com so we can sponsor the Wilderness Works girls to be able to attend the event. And also for other girls that may not be able to afford to come. And you can find out more about our events, our free clinics on PrissyTomboy.com. As well. And we also travel to national youth tournaments and events. And also look for Miss Priss, #FindMissPriss, our Prissy Tomboy van that you will see all over the Southeast.
Thank you so much. And we wish you good luck on your adventure challenge.
Thank you.
Thank you all for listening. And we'll see you next week on Detailing Addiction.
This is America's Webradio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.